if you want your students to talk about a particular event in history, rather than having them just write out the answer to a question that you've set them, how about getting them to write a newspaper headline and an article and then have it generated as though it actually appears in a real newspaper? Well, Fody.com offers the newspaper clipping generator. And what that does is generate an image, a picture of what looks like part of a real newspaper, except that your students can determine what appears there. All they need to do is to type in the newspaper title, the date that the article appears on, and that's maybe where the historical significance comes in, give it a headline, and then type in their story. It doesn't need to be a fantastic amount of text. And then click on generate, and what that does is regenerate the image with all of the information that they've entered. And then they can download the image and keep it for future reference, either perhaps even post it onto school website or onto a blog. The article could be about any issue, really. It could be a piece of news from a science story or something that's been happening in the environment. So you could be getting them to talk about and give their opinion on maybe a natural disaster that's happened or something like that. That's all there is to it. It's very straightforward. You don't need to register. But you might want to check out what Fody.com also offers. In addition to creating a newspaper clipping, they also offer a clapperboard. So it's the same principle, a few text entry box, and it generates an image of a clapperboard. What are really interesting and sort of fun things to do are also the talking bits. So they've got some talking cats, squirrel, tomatoes, flowers, and it's the same principle, but this time it's an animated GIF which is generated. And so you create a few lines of dialogue, and then the little tool turns it into an animated GIF where this cat or tomato or whatever is saying those lines of text into speech bubbles. It's not audio, it just generates the speech bubbles. But a really fun little thing to do. It could be something you're doing in languages. So if you're getting them to produce a few lines of dialogue, why not get them to produce an animated GIF? They'll love it.